B-Pod Studios.
It's showtime!
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God we made it.
Friday.
Let's do this!
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, how fun was that last night as the Sox just crushed the Yankees? Now, we talked yesterday on the show about the shortstop, Didi Gregorius, for the Yankees saying they're coming to town to bury
right.
the Sox.
Yep. Right.
Now, I thought that was great locker room talk to motivate the Sox. I think I was right. That must have been the motivation.
Or it could have just been me saying I had faith while the two of you were thinking they were Red Sox were going to
yeah,
lose.
I don't think
we said that.
I know I did.
Yeah, you did.
you might have still been on the – I think both of you were on the more positive side than I was.
Yeah, Brian was out. But no, I was watching it at my mother-in-law's house, and I said, now, Bev, do you prefer this kind of baseball where we're 7-0 in the first inning, or do you like to be on the edge of your seat for 9 innings? And we both agreed, let's get it over with early. Don't you love that kind of baseball? when you just feel you can relax.
How many times have we gone to bed thinking, they've got it in the bag, and then you wake up the next morning and they lost. It was a come from behind 20 point. Yeah.
I was just excited because they actually did win. Even when we were up like 13 runs or something, I was like, I don't know if that's enough.
That's sad. It's sad. But all right, it's one down, 3 to go. That's great.
That was the most runs the Red Sox have ever scored against the Yankees.
Are you serious?
That's what Mike Lynch said last night.
Wow.
Like, that's a long history.
Wait a minute.
19 runs.
19 runs. That's a fun fact, Brian. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I mean, it's no fillet of fish, but it's...
No, I mean, this...
45% of fillet of fish.
In case you missed that fun fact earlier in the show. There
Same.
We go.
Anyway,
this is Tracy's last day, so there's... that was a fun week for Tracy to come
in,
right?
Oh, I've had a blast.
No, you've
been
great.
This has been a great time. Thank you.
All seriousness, you just walked in and you know, just took over.
But
that's typically how you are. So, I mean, we're used to that.
Aww.
No, plenty of sunshine today. And she's sitting right over there. High near 80. It's 66 in Boston.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
So, a website has come up with the top, well, they've done the top 12 burger toppings from best to, or from worst to best, whatever. I'll run down the typical ones that people put on. Number 10, eggs. I love that. You ever have a fried egg on a hamburger?
Lots of people serve them. My husband loves them. I haven't tried it.
It's great. Chili at number 9. Lettuce, of course. 8, avocado.
Oh, I like that.
No,
that's good.
Nope.
Number 6, chilies. Yeah,
yep. I guess. I like that, too, like a jalapeno or something on there.
Yep.
That'd be good.
Bacon number 5.
I put all of these on there so far.
Yeah, but okay, I know, that's a hell of a burger, game, right? Pickles. Condiments include, of course, the usual, but Thousand Island mayo and aioli. Ranch barbecue sauce, that's good. And onions at number 2. Got to have onions. If there's no onion, I'm not in.
I like the Vidalia. Nice Vidalia onion.
It's got that sweet.
Nice little yes.
See, I like the strongest good. Onion you can get to put
just
on there.
That yeah. bites back. Yeah. Number 1 is cheese, of course. So we thought, what are the weirdest toppings? Do you guys have any toppings that people would consider strange?
Well, I mean, for me, I don't put anything strange on there.
How would you like? See, I think I like olives on my burger.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Green,
it's green. Green olives.
Really?
So it just, yeah, you can actually mix them in the burger.
Okay.
It's a little weird.
It is a little weird.
Yeah.
Here's something I would try. How about an anchovy hamburger?
No.
That would be good.
Nope.
Right?
I'm
you
out.
Get the salt.
Nope.
I'm out.
Nope.
No.
No.
Nope.
Move on.
Yeah.
Move on.
People put peanut butter on
that's
their cheeseburger.
Yeah, supposedly that's on the cheeseburger. I didn't know if there was cheese involved.
Well, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Really?
I had heard that
the peanut butter?
The peanut butter replaces the cheese.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it gets melty. And
oh.
It's supposed to be quite delicious.
Wacky.
I have not tried it.
So, how about banana?
No. No, no. Yeah. I don't mix dessert and dinner until after.
Yeah.
So, Boston what? Burger Company.
Yep. They put...
It's called The King.
What's on The really? King?
It is layered with peanut butter, bacon, and fried bananas, dusted with cinnamon and sugar.
Okay, that's just weird.
Wow.
Let's say hi
to... Do people order them?
I don't know. Bruce, what do you put on your burger?
A hot dog.
A hot dog?
Wait a minute.
Yep. That way you get the best of both worlds.
Bruce,
which bun do you use?
Yeah, rinse and repeat here, Bruce. So you say you actually just put the a sliced hot dog on the hamburger.
No, you just cut it in half, put it on the burger, melt the cheese on top of it, and you're in good shape.
I'm going to try that. That I am all in on that, Bruce.
Bruce,
that beats the hell out of that veggie burger you were talking about.
I got to just stop talking about hamburgers here. Seems to be a theme to the show. That's wacky, but I think I would actually try that.
Fantastic.
All right, Bruce.
You'll never go back to a plain burger again.
I'll probably never be invited to the barbecue.
Right.
Burgers
<Yes.
laughs> and dogs.
Try that in your own home.
Thanks, Bruce. Yeah. You try that at home first.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do you want to hear? I have a weird thing that I do every once in a while.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
All right.
The weirdest burger you do.
It's a burger thing, but you have to have a piece of leftover pizza.
Yeah.
Right? You take pizza leftover pizza. Okay, so a cold pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You cut it into a circle, warm it up on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put your burger inside, put the topping sides in, and use the leftover pizza as your bun. A little pizza burger.
Pizza burger.
Oh, yeah.
You have cheese on both sides.
So you're right.
With some pepperoni. That's not bad.
Why do I think this happened the night that you realized you didn't have hamburger buns?
Exactly. Had some left. Boy, I want pizza, but I also feel like a burger.
All right. Top that, as they say. Top that. If you have the weirdest burger, let us know. The phone number, 617-931. What's the shrimp burger? They actually do sell shrimp burgers. Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah,
but I don't know if
I'm
I'd put it on a hamburger. That is weird.
Mac and cheese?
Not bad.
Right. I would do that.
All right, 617-931-1057. Let's do a quick sports shorts, Brian.
All right, this is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Of course, last night, the first game of the... Sox-Yankees, I mean, going into this, the Sox had only taken one out of the seven meetings this year, so it didn't look good. But then, boom.
They're having meetings?
They had
I didn't realize.
The time they met.
Oh, they met.
Yankees.
Yeah, meetings.
In their games.
Yeah. Catered the meetings.
Xander Bogaerts went 4-for-6, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. The most hits of the season for the Red Sox, 23 hits. They ended
amazing.
Up winning 19-3. It was a good way to start the series with the dreaded Yankees, so that's good. They continue tonight at Fenway. That new guy, Andrew Cashner, will be pitching, so we'll see how he does. We're at one game out of the wild card now, or the second wild card spot, so that's cool. Patriots, it was great to see Tom Brady out there. And also, the Celtics announced they signed 4 players, including summer favorite, Taco Fall. Love that guy.
Well, put a taco on a burger.
Taco on a burger. That's it.
It's all coming back.
Okay. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts is the official sponsor of Blue Bikes, your growing public bike share. Start the day off on the right pedal. Grab a blue bike, put a spin on rush hour, and breathe easier. That's the Blue Bikes effect.
All right. Weirdest burger topping, 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
1057 WROR.
Well, LBF's on vacation. She's coming back Monday. Tracy is all the way from Manchester, England. She actually flies in every day. It's New Hampshire. Yeah. Oh, I thought we were getting a big talent. I didn't know that.
I don't have the accent.
We're talking strange burger toppings, and it is weird upon weird, some of the things that people are calling about.
Right.
You just can't believe it. So we thought it was weird to put... You know, anchovies and olives on a burger, but so we're getting beat.
Right.
Okay, ROR, what's your toppings?
Broccoli?
No, way.
Broccoli? I wouldn't put it on there, but someone who does, I think it's crazy.
So actually, I did find one that was similar to that, and it was the broccoli and cheese casserole.
That's close. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's a broccoli and cheese casserole.
I'm buying
burger.
That.
Yeah.
That's not so bad. All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right, speaking of Frank's, here's Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hello.
Hey, what do you got? What's your topping?
Well, we got egg salad on top of a burger.
Oh, my God. I'm intrigued.
Why?
Well, there's a restaurant in Norwood that does this. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Really?
Egg salad.
You want the name of the restaurant?
Sure, go ahead. Give them a plug.
called Lewis's.
The okay. Lewis Burger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they call it the Lewis Burger, but it's egg salad on top of a burger.
Okay. All right, Frank.
Have you had
this
it?
This is Frank from the poor section of Wellesley.
Oh,
on the poor side of the
I didn't know there was one,
down
Frank.
Down from the track.
Okay, down by
thanks,
the track.
Okay.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
ROR, good morning. Do you have a crazy burger topping?
I'm calling from my truck. I'm currently in Revere right now.
Okay. Oh, you're headed to the beach?
No, I'm actually heading to the produce market with my big rig.
Oh, then you might as have. Yeah, you have a lot of toppings right in your truck. So what is the weirdest topping you do or you've seen?
The weirdest thing I've ever seen my cousin put together is a grilled cheese with a burger patty in it with a hot dog and a fried piece of buffalo chicken and blue cheese.
Oh, wait.
Wow.
Go, say it again.
Wow.
Fried chicken, buffalo chicken with blue cheese.
Yeah.
In between a grilled cheese with a hot dog and a burger in there.
Wow. Is your cousin a large man?
What do you think, Tracy?
I tried it and it was so delicious. I felt like I was having a heart attack, but it was so delicious.
You couldn't stop.
I'm trying to find it on Facebook, but I can't find it. But if I find it, I'll post it on your page.
Please
yes.
do.
Wow.
He should have a name for that burger.
I think the heart attack.
The heart attack. Yeah.
The stroke.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Great call. Bye-bye. The big stroke. I like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Incredible.
Thank you guys for sharing. Those are all wonderful. I'm oddly intrigued. Yeah, actually, I
found one more. Pensacola, Florida at McGuire's Irish Pub. They put hot fudge.
See, that's
on a burger.
I just don't want sugar anywhere. No.
That's what they're saying. Black Angus beef burger covered in a scoop of hot fudge drizzled vanilla ice cream. So vanilla ice cream.
I'll try
hot fudge in a burger.
We'll try anything once if it's free. So that's my motto.
Good point.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
LBF returns Monday. Tracy, you've done a great job with the old dirty laundry. What do you have?
Thanks, Bob. Rutger Hauer, Dutch actor who went up against Harrison Ford in 1982's Blade Runner, he died last week at his home in the Netherlands. Tributes to the star led his name to trend on social media Wednesday. Pretty quickly, a connection was made between Hauer's death to that of his villainous character, Roy Batty, in the Ridley Scott-directed sci-fi flick.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the futuristic film was set in Los Angeles, 2019.
Whoa.
And his character died the same year.
That's kind of weird.
That's pretty spooky.
2019. Man, that is weird. That happens more often than you'd think, these weird coincidences like that.
Yeah. Kind of creepy.
What's really creepy is what they thought Los Angeles would look like in 2019. And what it looks like now.
True.
Yeah, not so much. Yeah.
Keeping with movies, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood opens this weekend. Quentin Tarantino's 9th movie stars Leonardo DiCaprio as a fading Western star who's struggling with how fast Hollywood is changing. It takes place in 1969, so the soundtrack appropriately features songs from Deep Purple, Bob Seger, Neil Diamond, Vanilla Fudge, Paul Revere, and the Raiders. Sounds like the soundtrack's kind of cool.
He's all of his movies have great soundtracks.
Yeah.
Right? All the way back, like Pulp Fiction and, you know.
Yeah, they really do. Like Tarantino picks out
the right songs.
Gems.
Yeah, yep.
Absolutely. Fans of Will and Grace, they are ending the revival after its upcoming third season that airs next year. 2020 will be the last for Will and Grace.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough, right?
Yeah.
11,
yeah.
I mean,
good.
Seinfeld only did what? 7, maybe? 6, 7?
I like the show, though. It was good. Finally, Diddy has been spotted with a 22-year-old woman.
Wait, before you, Trey, is he Diddy now? Is that what he is?
Just Diddy.
It's not. Is he a Puff? Is he?
Doo-wah Diddy.
He's Doo-wah Diddy. Okay, let's do it. Let's go with that.
Okay, so nothing's all that surprising. He's mid-40s, late-40s, and so he's dating a woman that's 22.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, she's 22.
Yeah. And he's 40-something?
Well, here's the bigger problem.
Yeah.
This is his son's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, see, Diddy. Wait a minute now.
Whoa.
Diddy, don't, Diddy.
Diddy, don't date your son's ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
That is crazy talk.
Weird.
Oh, Diddy.
Yeah.
You did. Still there you go. Well, I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show because we mentioned that, and I think we might have some opinion on that. Did he do right? Did he do wrong?
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
LBF returns Monday. It's 66 in Boston. Going to be beautiful today. High of 80. So, Tracy,
did a
story about Diddy might be dating his son's
ex-girlfriend.
And there's more plot twist on this story.
Well, sure. I mean, first it's Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
Yes.
Really?
Steve.
I wonder.
So, wait a minute. Now, just so for the age-wise.
27-year difference.
Yeah, he's 49. She's 22.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy's son, Justin, was 25.
Okay.
So he's dating.
That seems age-appropriate.
That would, yeah, see, that, I mean, yeah. That's okay. You're in the window there.
Yeah.
Is it? Wow.
They have sources for Diddy denied the rumors.
Diddy denied?
Yeah. How am I going to do this without laughing? Stop it, Bob. Diddy denies the rumors, claiming that the pair are simply family friends. But there's a new photo of them in matching outfits.
Striped outfits, yeah. He might be wearing stripes. No, but she's legal. She's old enough. She's 22. He's 49.
I don't know how the son feels.
How does Steve Harvey feel?
Girl, you crazy.
Yeah, I think that's how Steve feels. Yes. Don't blame him. Is it ever okay? I mean, ever.
Well, it's amazing what you can find when you Google. I Googled, who marries daughter's ex?
Okay, good
and
Google.
And the headlines are amazing.
LBF is going to be.
There's a lot.
Yeah, she comes back Monday and sees what you've been Googling.
History's going to be nuts. Yeah. We better clear that out.
Yeah, like Dr. Phil had one, woman defends dating daughter's ex-husband, saying, quote, this is a free country.
Okay, that's the last vestige of a scoundrel.
Is there a Maury in there?
Sounds
like a Maury.
Definitely Maury. Paternity and
Maury's was from 2018, last year. I'm in love with my daughter's ex.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then for the Jerry Springer show, I'm marrying my daughter's ex.
That's where this all belongs. But then Steve Harvey, he's a host.
Who do you think would win in that battle?
I got to go
with
Steve.
Harvey or Diddy?
I got to go with Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big man. He's a big man. Okay, so is it ever... I just want to hear, can anybody defend that? Because we're all pretty much in the room thinking it's... That's a little weird.
Is there one person out there who's like, that's okay.
It's a free country.
Okay, I mean.
Since I don't have to pay for the wedding, go ahead.
Let's hear from that person at 617-931-1057. Did he do right or did he do wrong? I just want to hear that one person who says, it's not a problem. Or.
Girl, you crazy.
Yeah,
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Just doing this Diddy story about, I don't even know if is he a puff? What is he now?
I think he's just Sean Diddy Combs.
Okay,
right?
So here's the story in case you missed it.
Yeah, so basically rumor has it Diddy is dating a 22-year-old woman who happens to be his son's ex-girlfriend.
Got it. All right. So we just threw it out there.
27-year difference.
Yeah, he's 49. She's
awkward
20,
conversations
22.
At Thanksgiving.
you think so?
Yep.
With the son there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's going to be a little weird. Hmm. So we just threw it out there. Is it ever okay to ever date your kid's exes? That is bizarre to even say, right?
Yeah, it's a little strange.
You never thought you'd have to set that rule down.
Yeah, I know. You think, Well, no, who would even do that?
Diddy.
But there it is.
Diddy did it. So far. All right. Hey, ROR.
I know of a family where the daughter moved in with the mother and her boyfriend with her two kids and then proceeded to have two more kids with the mother's boyfriend.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
Two more. Not one, but she...
Not one, but two. I'm like, how do you get to two?
She doubled down on it.
Wow.
Dang. Thank you. Wow. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, not just one, but two kids.
Wow. That's...
That's like the family Christmas card you can't wait to get because you, want to see who's in the picture.
Yeah. So,
right?
Yeah.
Like, who's included this year?
You can't. Yeah. You can't. Well, Diddy's he's denying that he's doing it, so that's fine. All right.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's Bob with Tracy and Brian, too. Just enjoying my morning snack of mixed nuts. In no particular reason.
Okay.
But, yeah, I heard earlier in the show they're really good for men.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah, just, good. You know, various benefits to eating mixed nuts, guys. So put some at your desk today when you go to work.
Did your wife send you those?
I bought them myself.
Oh, okay.
at the big box store.
I read they're beneficial, and I thought I should have some mixed nuts.
Large container.
Yep. Okay.
Brian, on our Facebook page, WROR, of course, Facebook, you put up what might be the grossest thing I've ever seen in the morning. What the heck is this?
This video freaked me out so much. So about 2 weeks ago, a woman in Florida posted a video. She was at a restaurant, and it seemed to be like a Chinese food restaurant. There were chopsticks on the table and some, where they cook the food like right in front of you, it's really fresh. So there was a plate of raw chicken.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And... Well, here's the audio from the...
This is real audio.
This is the real audio from the video that I put up.
Okay, here it is. So.
What caused the scream...
Yeah.
One of the pieces of chicken got up and walked away.
unbelievable.
I mean,
yeah.
Describe the chicken, Brian.
It looks like just a plate of raw chicken, and then all of a sudden...
And it's pieces. We're not talking about like a whole chicken.
It's chopped chicken.
It's like chicken breast. Like And it must have been very fresh.
Yeah.
Because it like got up. You can almost see it like
dancing.
Move. And
wow.
And jump right off the table.
Flops onto the floor.
Is it a thigh? It's got to be a thigh.
I don't know.
It's got some ability to crawl.
It did have some.
It was gross.
I don't know. The video's up to like 14 million views.
It's creepy.
It's super creepy. It's on our Facebook page, WROR. It's also posted at WROR.com. But I want to know if there's anybody out there who deals with chickens who can tell us why this might have happened.
Why a piece of raw chicken that has already been, diced and sliced, crawls off the table.
I mean, you've heard of like the chicken with its head cut off and goes running around for a little while.
That happens.
There was one in England, I think, that lived for a week without its head.
This is a plate like, of pieces of raw chicken that you're getting ready to cook, and one just happens to start running around.
If you think there's a scientific reason for this, if you know it, you can call us at 617-931-1057. Or you could also tell us, would you eat that piece of chicken?
Or anything.
No, thanks.
Check, please.
If there's a scientist, this is Boston. It's MIT. It's all these great schools. Somebody might be able to tell us how it crawled off the table.
Or if you're just a chicken farmer, let us know.
Or that.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, Bon Jovi's a Jersey guy, so how about the Sopranos, other Jersey guys?
I thought you were going to say Bon Jovi's a jerk.
No.
I've
heard he might be a little, let's just say, for a celebrity, he might have a little bit of a, entitled edge, but, if I had that hair, I would too.
He'll probably be down in Foxborough this week. He usually stops into training camp at the Patriots.
He loves his Pats.
Yeah, he was... never mind.
No, not a jerk.
He was at a couple of games last year.
He's a Jersey... Yeah. Oh, yeah? Did you find him?
Yeah.
How'd you find him?
Binoculars.
All right. So from one Jersey guy to the Sopranos, what's happening?
So it's been 12 years since the Sopranos ended, but it'll be back next September when the prequel movie, The Many Saints of Newark, hits theaters. That's the one that features his son. But HBO is also saying that it is possible they could bring the show back for another series. An HBO executive says, quote, "I keep saying never say never."
Yeah. I mean, so Gandolfini's son would be the star, the center of the show, right?
I don't know.
Or His real life son.
Yeah.
His real life son is in the movie, in the prequel. So yeah, if they went that direction with the series, that would be interesting.
Well, you know it's going to be good if David Chase is still doing it, right?
Well, and James Gandolfini, as you, he died in 2013. Yeah. So
was it really
years.
That long ago?
Six years.
I'm just going to wait for the new season of Game of Thrones to be remade.
Yeah, okay. Good luck.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood opens this weekend. Quentin Tarantino's 9th movie stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. This will also, it's got Luke Perry.
His final movie
before he died in March. So,
were you a Luke Perry guy? Because you're a 90210 probably back in the day, right?
Yeah, love Luke. Yeah. Loved him. Since the film, by the way, talking about the Hollywood movie, since the film is based in 1969, people are talking about the soundtrack now. Deep Purple, Bob Seger, Neil Diamond, Vanilla Fudge, Paul Revere. And the Raiders.
Yeah, you need the
Not
the
just Paul Revere.
This house is downtown.
Yeah, not that Paul Revere.
Let's see. Diddy's been spotted with a 22-year-old woman. Nothing surprising there unless you take into consideration she's his son's ex-girlfriend. So that's a little awkward.
Well, you said, whose daughter is it?
Oh, Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah. Here's what
his
Steve
stepdaughter.
Had to, his stepdaughter.
Yeah.
He said.
Girl, you crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. And just finally, happy birthday, Mick Jagger. He's 76 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah.
76. They're still on the road. They were just in Foxborough last month.
I know. I mean, he looks 112, but.
He looks good.
He looks
Brian.
Pretty good. He does look good.
Think about it.
76
like
years old, and he's still, right, dance moves like Mick Jagger. Wow. I'm not sure about that. I don't know, man. I mean, they still got it, right? Yeah.
If anybody keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I mean, after a while, you're like, I've made enough money. I might just relax. But maybe they are relaxed. I don't know. Maybe that's their way of chilling out, being on stage, making millions of dollars.
Right. Well, didn't he have a heart attack or something? And then
he was up like the next day doing the Mick Jagger dance.
He was dancing.
They're just different. And Keith Richards is still alive, which is a fascinating science project.
So hopefully Mick Jagger has a wonderful birthday.
Yeah, kind of like the chicken that moved off the table. You can't explain it.
You have to see the video. It's creepy.
That's on WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right. Joining us is Miranda Liberty. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
Now, Miranda Liberty, Brian made a interesting note here.
Yeah. I mean, your name's Miranda Liberty. If we, you know, got married and we hyphenated, we could be... You know, Miranda Liberty Bell.
You like that?
That'd be nice, right?
Miranda Liberty Bell.
No?
All right.
I'm sorry, Miranda.
My wife probably wouldn't like that either.
I'm sorry.
I think the real Mrs. Bell is going to ring yours, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so Miranda, here. Now, you're a college student. Where? What are you studying?
So I just finished up graduate school. I'm studying to be a psychologist.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh. You can analyze the three of us.
Yeah.
That'd be a great project right there.
I think she's already creeped out. Yeah, she's creeped out by the last statement by Brian.
Yeah, Brian Liberty Bell.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Miranda, here's how it's going to work. Tracy's in today. She's going to ask 10 questions in 1 minute. Now, if you don't know one, just say pass. We'll go back to it if we have time. You get all 10 right. What do you win, Miranda?
Grand.
That's right. In 60 seconds. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
What's 12 by 10? 12 times 10.
120.
Spell cat.
C-A-T.
Who wrote the Ghostbusters theme song?
Pat.
The band Velvet Revolver featured three members of what 80s rock band?
Velvet Revolver. Pat.
What is Indiana Jones's real first name?
Pat.
What sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded in?
Football.
Who wrote the novel Great Expectations?
Pass.
Which fashion designer was shot dead in the summer of 1997?
Pass.
Sunny the Cuckoo Bird is cuckoo for?
Cocoa Puff.
What was the first of H.J. Heinz's 57 varieties?
Heinz Ketchup.
Who wrote the Ghostbusters theme song?
Miranda, sorry. These questions were written for a 70-year-old, so yeah, sorry about that. Jeez. LBF
is tough. In my disclaimer from the week, Miranda, I did not write these questions.
That would be one LBF. But,
so I am sorry.
We got a few right, though, right, Tracy?
She did.
Yeah.
Four right.
Ghostbusters theme song written by Ray Parker, by the way. Velvet Revolver, Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana.
Yeah,
Indiana Jones' real first name, Henry.
That's right. Named the dog Indiana.
Charles Dickens wrote Great Expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versace was shot and killed. And it's Horseradish.
Horseradish.
The first of H.J. Heinz's 50. What?
Yeah, Horseradish. It's Horseradish, yeah. That's tough, Miranda. You know what? You're not half bad, though, literally, okay? So, please, that's okay. That's tough. A lot of these questions, you know, they were just probably made for someone. Maybe your mother would have got a few more, Miranda.
Yeah.
But that's okay. How about this? We have four packet tickets to Boston Harbor's Cruises Sunset Sightseeing Cruise. Sound fun?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, who gets to go with you? You got four tickets.
I'm going to bring my fiance and two of our good friends.
Perfect.
There you go. Your fiance.
Perfect.
Sorry, Brian.
My lips are dashed.
The Liberty Bell dream will not come true.
Yeah.
Miranda Liberty, thank you for playing.
Thank you so much.
Grant in 60 seconds.
Thanks, Miranda. Have a great weekend.
Good sport. Now, if you want to play Grant in 60 seconds, all you got to do is do what Miranda did. Go to WROR.com. We randomly pick players from online entries. You could have a shot at $1,000.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, this is the first time we're doing this on the show. We're calling it Dating Disasters. And we actually have pulled in one of our promotion guys.
Okay.
Evan is joining us this morning. You were not coerced.
I certainly was not. Like I said before, no shame. So I'm happy to come on and share the stories.
You're willing to share a first date disaster with us. So, Evan, when did the first date take place?
So this was actually about a couple years ago, but I met the girl on one of the online dating sites.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Imagine the possibilities of what could occur.
And what happened? So you meet the girl where, when, and what'd you do?
So I should basically start by saying that on her profile, she stated that she was like about 5'2 or so, which is great because I'm a short guy myself. So like I'm 5'5 and that's fantastic.
Yeah. You're not looking for a 6-footer.
Exactly.
All right. She's 5'2", she says.
Yep. Okay. So I talked to her for a little bit and we end up deciding to meet up at like a bar in Boston and waiting outside the bar for her to show up. And I see her walking towards me and she couldn't have been more than like 4'10", 4'11", which still not bad because I'm, like I said, I'm not tall myself. And
right. You're okay with that? I mean,
yeah,
okay.
Perfectly fine with me.
Man, she's adding height. Okay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Was she wearing flats?
She was, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm like, all right, so she lied about that, but not a big deal. Mm-hmm. So we're walking into the bar and she's ahead of me and we decided to go sit at the actual bar itself with like, they had like regular bar stools and everything like that. And she goes ahead of me. And what ensues next is she basically struggles to get on the stool and basically like hands on the stool trying to climb up it.
Okay.
Hands on the bar top trying to climb up it.
Oh, boy.
Evan, help a girl out.
Wow. You could have helped her, Evan.
And at that point in time, I'm like, do I help her or would she be offended by me trying to
right,
help her?
Don't touch me.
Right.
Or, do you offer her 10 fingers or something?
Right. Like, or do I not help her and does
dilemma.
She get offended by that?
That's
so I'm
a
like,
dilemma. Yeah.
Like,
what'd you do?
This is going to make or break the date right here.
Yeah.
I decide, all right, I'm going to let her do her
struggle
herself, and then
climb up.
Yeah. Okay. So she, I'm like, this is going great from the start. She eventually gets up on the stool about like 15, 20 seconds later. And okay, so like the date
Did she look like she did, other than the height? I mean, was she attractive?
Yeah, certainly was.
Okay, so there you go.
And okay, like everything good. Else, like mm-hmm. like the way she looked in like the photos, everything matched how she looked in real life. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got her up on the stool. Okay.
Yeah. Well, she got up, but
did
yeah.
you get a bib or anything? No.
Not that I know. but yeah, so basically like, the whole time, she was not as personable as she was like when I was talking to her on the dating website sure. and like via text and everything like that. The whole time, all she was talking about was like, basically, she was very like religious, and I did not know that because she didn't share any of that information like, on the website or when we were talking. And like, to each his own, but I'm not a religious person myself, so like basically that's all she was talking about. So I was kind of like struggling to keep up.
That's fun first date bar talk. Yeah,
oh, 100%. Yeah, got it. Exactly yeah. what I wanted to yeah. talk about while having a drink.
So then what happens?
So like that goes on and like for about an hour, and then she's like, "All right, I'm having a really good time.
can you help me down from this stool?
Right? I can go to the bathroom, but I'm afraid to climb down."
Yeah, right? Actually, I've done that. I'm like, "All right, next time she tries to get on the stool, maybe I'll help her."
Okay. All right. So, but, how'd the date end?
So it ends with her saying, "Yeah, she'd love to go out again sometime." And I'm like, "Okay, sure," not knowing if I really wanted to do so or not. So it ends and everything, and what happens is the next day I get a text from her saying, "Hey, I had a really good time. Mm-hmm. Definitely want to go out again. But I'll only go out with you if you go to this like a religious event that is going on."
And a religious event.
On Saturday morning next week. So I'm like, "Well, I appreciate the offer, and I think I'm going to have to pass on that." So that was kind of...
Wow. She tried to convert you on first date.
I think so. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So that was it? You never saw her again?
Nope. That was the last talk I had.
Wow.
So are you still on the dating websites, Evan?
I am.
Tell the truth, Evan.
And?
I have been on a bunch since then, mm-hmm. and most, if not all of them, have been like either equally as awkward in their own way or... a bit of a disaster. In
well,
way,
you know what? So that means we can have you back every Friday to
give us an update.
Evan's dating disasters.
Exactly, right?
Have you found that everyone lies? Like, has or have most of them told the truth in their profiles?
You know, it's funny. Like, for the most part, there's always something that someone, like, lies about.
Right.
And, like, I just don't get it because, like, especially, like,
you're going to see each
you're
other
see
sooner
the person.
Yeah.
Right. And then,
all right.
Yeah.
So, Evan, that's a great story. And he's single. He's on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And you see him. He's lying. We should do this again next Friday. So if you have a dating disaster, first dating disaster you want to share with us, you call the show anytime, 617-931-1057. Evan works in the promotions department. He'll get some stuff to give away for us for doing this.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So we'll bribe you to tell us a story with your first date disasters. Evan, you're a trooper. Or you climb down from the chair.
We'll help you down.
Yeah. So if you have a dating disaster.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 847 and 74 degrees. Beautiful day in Boston. High 80s. Sox and Yanks again tonight. Wouldn't that be sweet? Get another one tonight. But this story, I was finding it hard to believe when you read it to me, Tracy. This obituary, where was this?
It's in the Nashua Telegraph.
Okay. So this just is a recent obit.
It's yesterday's.
Yesterday's wow. obit that it's kind of people are buzzing about. So, all right, Tracy, read us this very unusual obit.
Thomas W.J. Mulligan of Nashua has passed away at home in his recliner, as he had threatened to for years.
In his recliner, okay.
Mm-hmm. He was a kid from Brooklyn who grew up to live the American dream of marriage, a career, a house in the suburbs, and two pain-in-the-ass kids.
Oh, my God.
He was a DIYer with no less than 5 unfinished projects at any time. Tom worked in technology at Leahy Clinic for over 20 years, where he was clearly indispensable, but his exact position remains a mystery. He never missed the opportunity to make an inappropriate joke or take a cigarette break. He was an exceptional office Santa. His passions included comic books, playing the lotto, and making his children uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He also really loved cheese.
Okay.
His love of Doctor Who was only surpassed by his love of not wearing pants at home.
No, okay.
And he often combined these two interests. Tom spent the last few years lovingly caring for his wife, Iris, who has advanced dementia. Aww. He will be remembered by all who knew him, except Iris, of course.
No, they did. No, they didn't say that.
It says that. Iris. Everyone else, though, will miss. He is survived by his wife, Iris, his favorite daughter, Kim.
Favorite
his
daughter.
His other daughter, Amy.
Oh, my God.
Poor Amy and Iris.
And then it lists the other family members. This is a real obituary. It's in the National
Telegraph.
I can't
believe it. So we theorize that he had to write this himself because you couldn't write this about
it's
anybody.
A great picture of him.
Yeah.
July 25th, 2019.
Was he wearing pants?
I do. It's a close up, so I don't know. Sounds
that's
like a
awesome.
Wonderful man, you know, and I'm sorry for his family, but there's
apparently
some humor.
There's some humor there. He wrote it, or obviously his family just felt that would be appropriate.
And he really
you gotta
loved
like
cheese.
It. Right, and he loved cheese and being, you know, whatever.
Not wearing pants.
Yeah.
And not wearing pants while watching Who Knew? Doctor Who Knew.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, Tracy, thanks for filling in this past week for
LBF. Thanks for inviting me. It was a blast.
Did you have fun this week?
I did.
You know, maybe you'll come
I
back.
I hope you did.
Maybe you'll come back sometime. Next time LBF's
maybe.
On vacation. Vacation?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if I'll be asked.
Oh, you'll be asked. You did a great job.
Thanks.
Well, we found this incredibly
disturbing.
Weird, disturbing video, Brian, about the chicken that actually walked off the table. That's getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah, we put it up on our WROR Facebook page. It's also posted at WROR.com if you want to see it. And basically, it was a Florida woman. And there's
always
a comment here.
Florida.
Florida. Man, Florida.
Florida.
It appeared to be maybe a Chinese restaurant or something where they cook the food in front of you. And
right.
on the plate was a freshly
chopped
up chicken.
Yeah.
In pieces.
Ready to cook.
Yeah, like some
ready
eggs,
to cook.
Some
ready
dye,
to cook.
Some
yeah.
And, well, here's the video.
This is real
this is the audio from audio. The actual video.
This is real. This is what they happened when they saw it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was a section of the chicken piece that, I mean, it looked like its little wing or something, and it crawled off the plate.
It's the
and
weirdest thing.
Fell off the table.
Yeah.
Nobody can explain it, it to us. We asked, you know,
because
we're at college towns here. We have so many smart kids that might be able to explain it.
There were a couple of comments on the Facebook page.
Yeah. What are they
Charlene
saying?
Charlene said, I know when frogs' legs are salted prior to cooking, they'll sometimes cause the muscles to spasm and twitch. And she actually posted a video that was really gross. Thank you.
The twitching chicken.
So
yeah.
Maybe this was seasoned.
So maybe,
chicken?
Yeah. Everybody else just saying how disturbing it is and
it's
how they
really
wouldn't
freaky.
Eat.
You got to watch it.
It's freaky.
And it's, and then, somebody also posted a fish. Flipping off of a grill. So
yeah.
apparently it's,
I think
it
is that
like
before
a,
that. The flipping fish, yeah, I could see that.
Well, because
that.
It's a whole fish, right? I mean, the problem is this is just a leg.
I mean,
it wasn't ready to be cooked.
It was very, very disturbing.
Anyway,
so.
Check it out. It's our Facebook page, WROR. I mean, if you've got nothing else to do today, it is Friday.
Right.
Yeah, just don't hope you're not having chicken tonight.
No, not that chicken. No. That one left.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.